Well, Richard Cockerell, that seemed like a hard-fought game out there for your side, but you came through it in that second half particularly.
Oh, they're a good side, and I thought it was probably a classic European contest between two very good sides. They're a good team, and they made us work very hard. And you know, our form hasn't been outstanding this year, but I thought today we were somewhere near where we need to be competitive this season.
There was a lot of midfield encounters going on, a lot of bruising and battering from their centres, from Alessandro Tuilagi trying to get through. Was it a game all about defences, a lot of that?
Yeah, well, against, you know, in tight games, you know, the defence is going to be massive, and our D was really good tonight. And we put them enough pressure on their set piece, certainly at scrum time, and their line-out was very good with Vonnenberg and Tui and Muller. They were a very, very good unit, but our scrum was good. We just did enough, and our D was, you know, we didn't let them, and nothing, they didn't get anything cheap, and they had to work very hard for their points, and we managed to squeeze one in towards the end to just clinch it.
We've seen some of the England players underperforming elsewhere this weekend. Toby Flood started, you were able to bring Ben Youngs on coming back from his knee injury. How pleased were you with those guys tonight?
Yeah, all our England guys have been pretty good, to be fair. They've been getting into the rhythm of it. Obviously, takes a little bit of time to settle, but...
Do you think that post-World Cup malaise is past now?
Yeah, I think they're just happy to, you know, obviously it was disappointing for lots of reasons, and you know, they're comfortable here for obvious reasons, and they're playing all right. You know, they've not played particularly badly in the, you know, we've played the last five games, we've won four, drawn one. So apart from the blip at London Irish against London Irish here, we've played okay in the last month or so.
And as far as Europe speaks, 8 points on the board, top of pool four, you must be pleased with the trip away to Clermont to come.
Yeah, well, you need to keep winning, and that's the key. We've got to go to Clermont, who are a very, very good side, very, very strong at home. I know them pretty well, so you know, it's all set up now for that encounter, or that double header is going to be huge for us.
Richard, a word on the Aviva Premiership. You travel away to Gloucester next weekend. How are you feeling about that now that your squad has got those England players back? A couple of injuries carrying, but you'll head down to Kingstown.
Yeah, look, we've got a tough month. We've obviously Ulster tonight. We've got we go to Kingstown next week, and then. Saints here, then we go to Clermont back to back. So look, Gloucester obviously lost today, and they'll be hurting from losing at home, and it's a different week and a different contest, but Gloucester are a good side, and we need to be on our mettle next week, and you know, we've still got guys to come back in. Our midfield will still be you know, a little bit short of players, but we just you know, if we play like we did tonight, we'll give ourselves a chance of winning.
Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers.